First of all, it's chus. It's chus just to sing such a niggun tonight. As we all know, the Kedushas Levi Yitzchak, and Sasha, it's also Yogan Elena, was Yorte, was this past Tuesday. Monday night, Tuesday. So we're still within the 3 days after the Yortzeit. Within 3 days after the Yortzeit, still a big connection to the Yortzeit and to the Neshama. And those of us who are together by Moshe's Chasana, big Simcha to Moshe, was a special member of our Shir, part of the Chevra. So at his Chuppah, it was incredible, at his Chuppah, Mamish, of course, he played the Bardichver. Mamish, as it was hitting Tzeis HaKochavim, which was right at the beginning of the Yortzeit. Which was an incredible moment, just to connect to such a niggun, such a tzaddik at that moment, and still tonight, and the Shem Shev Aliyah should be as close for each and every one of us, Bez Hashem. Before we begin, just all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Cyrus, all the Brachos tonight, should be a little nishmas, a few very special people. First of all, here tonight, being sponsored by Reb Ari and Rachi Mirzoff, Lil Nishmas, Rachi's grandfather's yahrzeit was today, Rav Moshe Chaim ben Rav Avram Abba, Lechisad HaKash Vracha. Just to tell you one very, very quick story about this tzaddik that Ari shared with me. You did nafshi, Rav Ari. So here is a tzaddik. Rav Moshe Chaim, he was a survivor, he was a Kaddish Degiyir. And he was on a death march with his brother. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Elia. Abadul Chaim. And they were together on this death march. And Rav Moshe Chaim, I don't know how old he was, maybe young, obviously. And he couldn't take it anymore, he couldn't go on. And he fell to the ground. And he said to his brother, "That's it, I can't go on anymore." And a lot of Yidden, that's how they left this world, sadly. As we know, we all know. And his brother leaned down to him and saw that that Moshe Chaim had no more koichos, and he saw there was nothing that he could do. He leans down and says, "I understand, I see. But let's learn one more Mishnah together. Let's learn one more Mishnah together. One more piece of Torah in this world." Could you imagine that moment in time, first of all, that alone? Can you imagine that moment in time where a person is laying on the ground in a death march, and his brother, understanding this, "Let's learn one more Mishnah together." Because what is life for? Puts our priorities in the proper place. And they learn one more Mishnah together. And he says, from that Mishnah, the learning gave him chizik, gave him chiyas. And he suddenly felt this boost of energy and koyach that he didn't have moments ago. Mamish had nothing left. And he got up and he was able to get through the rest of the march, and he survived and built a family of Shomrei Torah mitzvahs generations. From Torah. You hear this? The chiyas of Torah. What a yid. So, the Shem Shev Begali, I saw it just before we continue on just mentioning the Hakdama of sponsorships. I saw the first Ma'ar V'Shemesh. The first Ma'ar V'Shemesh in Kol HaTorah. The Heilig Ma'ar V'Shemesh. The Alta Feta of my children. Can't say, but my wife, the Zchus to Meishas Chayil, is the descendant of the Ma'ar V'Shemesh's sister. So Ma'ar V'Shemesh, the first one in Kol HaTorah, says, Bereishis Bar Lakim Es HaShemayim V'Zaharet. If you add up the Rashi Tevos, Bigmatra is 22, connected the Chav Beis Oisiyot of the Torah. L'Ramesh B'Chav Beis Oisiyot Zaraisa Nivru Kol Olamos. To give us a remez, Bereishis Bar Lakim Es HaShemayim V'Zaharet. You want to know what the whole world was created upon? You know what the foundation was? It's Takel Bereishis Bar Alma. It's Torah, the 22 letters of Torah is what creates the world. And it's the same Torah that recreates the world and constantly builds the world. And Torah gives us chiyas. It's a new world when we learn Torah. And what a story to learn this from, Rav Moshe Chaim. He's the Shem Shev Big Aliyah. He should be male Joseph for his beautiful family until they're taunting together to Chismez and Makar B'Yameinu. All the Torah is also tonight, Lil Nishmas, two very special people in Yisrael Meir's life, two grandfathers who's Yortzeit today. Two grandfathers Yortzeit today. Now one of them is Yortzeit Chaim Simcha ben Nachum Yehuda. He's Neshama Shev and Big Aliyah. Should be a male joysher for your beautiful family, for only Simcha, for only Bracha. But then as well, it's I think a very special schus and a tremendous nechama that Yisrael Meir lost his grandfather today, Yosef ben Yehuda Leib, who was Nifter Mamish earlier today. The Kfura, Baruch Hashem, they were able to have the Kfura very quickly. I told you this is a very big schus for his neshama. And to right away be able to have Torah, and that your mishpacha said they want to sponsor Torah and have Torah Lila Nishmaso immediately. So Mir Tashem, it should be a big schus for his neshama. Amen. Both of your Zaydis, who's your Torah on the same day, should be big. They should both individually be males, Yosher, and together for your beautiful mishpacha. To Uzoichet Chesameisim, the Gula Shlema Bim Herab Yamina. So together here, feels like yesterday we were in the Sukkah, Chevra. Together, or separately, whatever way it was. So quickly, our time goes by. And the Heilige Yamim Tovim of Tishrei are behind us. Tishrei Tavshin Pei Aleph. I think we might need to go bring from the room more. The Yamim Tovim are behind us. We hope. Well, the tefillahs from Mekayim, and it's going to bring a year of Simcha and Bracha, and we're davening, and we have bitachon in that. Even though we haven't seen that yet, in the big change that we want to see, it's happening. Mir Tashem, we have to believe in it. But it's hard. It's hard, obviously. It's hard to leave that special time of the year. We all look forward all year to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, that time of Kapar and Tahara, and then the Tshuva Me'ava, the Tzel Demnusa of the Sukkah, and Shmini Atzeres, and Hashanah Rab, and Tzimchus Torah, and these highlights of our life. And they just pass us by, sometimes way too quickly. Way too quickly. First of all, just to remind each and every one of us, a Torah that Shmuel reminded me moments ago. Not Shmuel, my son, Shmuel Lewin. Shmuel reminded me because he saw that I was cheating and looking at the source sheet over here, and he saw that we're going to share Torah tonight, and I think it would be very special from the Pittsburgh Rebbe, Zeichus Tzadikosh Baracha. The Pittsburgh Rebbe, we know, we're in the Shleishim still. We're in the Shiva still, I'm sorry. We're in the Shiva still, the Pittsburgh Rebbe, because they didn't start sitting Shiva till after Yom Tov. Because the Pittsburgh Rebbe was Nifter over Yom Tov, so we're still in the Shiva of the Pittsburgh Rebbe. So it's chus to share Torah from the Pittsburgh Rebbe. And we here in this neighborhood, and myself, and had a very special kesher with the Pittsburgh Rebbe because he's the Rebbe Lubadel Chaim's brother-in-law, the Rebbetzin's brother. And he reminded me, Shmuel, he's reminded me of the Torah that I've shared before, that I heard from the Rebbe in the name of his brother-in-law, in the name of the Pittsburgher. Pittsburgh was such a tzaddik, the warmest of people. To talk to him, mamish, he lit up the world. And even if you didn't have this chus to know him, we all know his nigunim. To sing his nigunim, you know what type of lev he had, what type of neshama he had. To see him Elikadilei, a normal person doesn't write Elikadilei. Elikadilei is part of a full karibo, and that people don't know the rest of it. But just Elikadilei, you know, if anyone's ever been by Rav Yol, you know Elikadilei. But Mamish, a neshama of a malach has to write Elikadilei. Such a beautiful song, V'yeda kapol kiata paalto, a nigun that flows from his heart that he wrote. When he had a daughter who was very, very ill, 4 years old, and unfortunately was nifteres, v'yeda kapolki atapa alta tzadik yisod olam. So Rebbe told us that the Pittsburgher said that we have to all believe and understand that the same Eibishter of atabach artanu is the same Eibishter of atachan antanu. That alone is just a chizik. That alone, after yantiv, then we had to say atachan antanu. We made avdala. Remember, we didn't make Besamim, because hopefully it's still with us as the Berditchever taught us that Torah. If you don't know that Torah, go look it up. We're not going to review that Torah now. It's in the drushes for Pesach. Big Torah. You should be holding that Torah. You need to be holding that Torah. But same Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom of the Sukkah is the Rabbanu Shalom that's sitting here right now with us. The Eibishter is always by our side, and that alone is a chizik in Osiris. But only give chizik in one other way. Because MS is still, it's hard. It's so easy and so much more conducive to feel uplifted. Dancing with Sifrei Torah by Akafos, or sitting in our sukkah, or davening on Yom HaKippurim, and now it's just Yimei Chol, and a long period of Yimei Chol. Now we're counting down to Chanukah, it's a long dry spell. We're going to be Mivarchin Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Mar is because it has no Yom Tovim. No days to help us connect to Hashem. No Moadim, Moad to meet up with God. We're missing that. So the biggest chizik in the world, chaver, not to forget, is one thing and one thing only, I believe. For that, obviously, that Torah of the Pittsburgh is emes, but sometimes that's hard. We need something. We need a means to connect to Hashem on some level often. So here's the reminder, chevra. Here's the reminder. Let us not forget that the holiest day of the year is every single week. The holiest day of the year, the day, and Kedushas HaZman, which Yontav is, Kedushas HaZman, to help us get close to Hashem, with all the special mitzvahs, we have that on the highest of levels, every single week. Shabbos Kodesh. Every single week. We get desensitized because it's every week. But if we could reorganize our thoughts and understanding and remind us, this is... We only lane 5 aliyahs in Yantav, 6 on Yom Kippur. Only one day a year, which is every single week, do we lane 7 aliyahs. And the aliyahs, oilez, how high the level of Kedusha the day is. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Shabbos Kodesh. We should be so excited. Tzadikim, how they prepared for Shabbos. The lost art of Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Achana for Shabbos. Because this is, we prepare for sukkahs, I'm building my sukkah, I'm putting up this schach, I'm going, buying dalad minim, and before Pesach, I'm turning over the house, and I'm mamish going to try to bake matzahs and be involved in Shabbos Kodesh. Let's get excited, pumped. I'm going to have a day that I can get close to Hashem. I'm going to have a Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm going to have Zmirus Shabbos. I'm going to have Suda Shabbos. I'm going to have Shtei Lechem. I'm going to have Kiddush. Wow. I'm going to say a Shir Shirim before Mincha. I haven't done it before, I'm going to start doing it to connect. I'll go a few minutes early. I'm going to share Torah at the Shabbos table. I'm going to make a Kaddush. Oh, my family hasn't done that till now? Shabbos Bereishis, whole new beginning. Let them learn. Let me bring me Shabbos. Sometimes it's Leibonim Alavoisov. They'll love it, every Yid wants it. They just don't know it yet. Sometimes we don't know it yet, but we have to remember, Shabbos Kodesh, it's the key to all our Kedusha. And we have it every week. Every single week. The Zohar in Parashas Korach says as follows. It's based on a pasuk talking about Es Mishmeres Hashem Shamru. What's Hashem Shamru? Hashem watches over us. The Shchinta, the Shchina, the Natra Le'inan, the Shomrei Shabbos V'yamim Tovim. The Shchina watches over those who keep Shabbos properly. The begin kach, because of this, listen to this lashon of the Zohar. Lo Zaza Shchina Yisrael B'chol Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim. The Shchina doesn't leave us on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shchina is here. On Shabbos. Not just on Yom Tov. And we have to remember that, and we have to connect to that. What is Chus? You know what Shabbos is? I have to read you an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Now, I hope and assume this Aruch Chaim is Chazara. I hope and assume it's Chazara for a lot of us. If not, if you've never learned this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, trust me, it was worth coming tonight just for this Aruch Chaim. It's a must read, it's a must learn, it's a must live. So there are certain Torahs, like, you can't go through this life without knowing, without living by. This is one of them. Like, make sure everybody to say this over your Shabbos table. Just that you don't have to give the whole shir, you don't have to quote Zohars. You don't have to, just, but this Aruch Chaim, say it over, because if there's a Yid at your Shabbos table that never heard this, you'll change his life, or her life. forever. It's that special of a Torah. Listen to Arachayim HaKadosh, you look at, find it inside Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, in this week's Parsha. Parsha's Bereishis for all who are not familiar with that. Listen to what he says. Kadosh Baruch Hu Gilu HaDavar B'Mashomer B'Saras HaDibros. Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals us something very special in the Saras HaDibros. In the Saras HaDibros, the Pasuk famously, you all know it says, Ki Sheishas Yamim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim V'Saras. Right, you all know this pasuk. Right, you know the pasuk. But what's he saying, Chevra? Harigila, he's revealed to us the following. See, because that pasuk is missing a letter. What's Hari? It says Kishesh Shama Masa Hashem Es Hashemayim Vezaret Uveyom Hashvi Shabbat V'Nafash. Right, it should say Ki Bishesh Shama Masa Hashem Es Hashemayim Vezaret. In 6 days, Hashem created the world. What does it mean, Kishesh? Because 6 days He created. Should be in 6 days He created. Harigila ki bishas habriya lo bara Hashem koyach ba'olam zulas la'amod sheishas yamim letam hanoda lo. That when Hashem created the world, listen to our Chaim HaKadosh, He only created 6 days. He created a world that was created with the koyach to be live here and established for 6 days. Why? Read the words. Just read them straight up. Ki sheishas yamim asashem. Because 6 days God created. Meaning He created 6 days that will be in the world. Gam yadu el yadei emes. He says He understands that, and people who understand emes understand that. I'm not going to understand that right now. Why initially with only 6 days? That's for the Chaim HaKadosh, for yadei emes. Yes, Rabbi David. I don't know. V'nischachem Hashem, but Hashem through His chachma, ubara yom echad yodel Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one more day, ubo bayom, on that day, Shabbos Kodesh, chayzer Hashem umashbia nefesh lo'olam, Hashem went and gave a new soul, a nefesh, neshama yisera, to the world, shir hamakayim od shisha yamim. And then He gave, through Shabbos, the ability to have nacha 6 days. Another 6 days. And that's the way always. Meaning what? We live in a world, our Chaim HaKadosh says, that is around and here for 6 days. And then Shabbos comes and gives life to another 6 days. Shabbos is not just the only Makar HaBracha, Makar Kedusha. It's not just a source of all blessing and all holiness. It's a source, literally, it's a source of the... Take chairs. Come, Clever. It's a source of the entire world being here. Listen to what he says. Vizulas Zehayom. If it wasn't for Shabbos Kodesh, Hayoilam Chorav Bigomar Sheshis Yamim Vichoizer Latovavo. The world would be destroyed after 6 days and go back to nothingness. Visarach Hashem Lachino Pambez. Hashem would have had to prepare a whole new world. Ubamzuz Shabbos. And through the medium of Shabbos, Ha'olam Omed. The world stands. The world runs on Shabbos. That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh just said. The world runs on Shabbos. There is no world without Shabbos. It's not just that, I get my chias and Yiddishkeit, and that, which is beautiful, wonderful, and Kedusha and Bracha. There is no world without Shabbos. Do you understand how crucial and integral Shabbos is? Mamish, mind-blowing. Earth-shattering, this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. There wouldn't be a world without Shabbos. And those of us who feel even a little bit of Shabbos understand that. Chevra, would we be able to be and live the lives we live without Shabbos? How much we look forward to Shabbos. How much we know Shabbos gives us. But that's nothing compared to what it really is doing if we really understood the Torah Chaim. There literally wouldn't be a world. Literally wouldn't be a world. And that's what it means, the Pittsburgher explains. That's what it means, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Omer Rav Amnuna Kol HaMisbalo Yeah, where is his name? Oh. V'oimer v'echulu. Ma. Kol mitzbal ber Shabbos. V'omar v'echulu. Ma'la lav kosev kilu nasa shutav l'kodesh baruch hu b'maseh Bereishis. If you say v'echulu ha-shamayim v'aretz, meaning if you connect to Shabbos, if you live Shabbos, and you keep Shabbos in the proper way, you become a shutuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis. You are a partner in creation. What does that mean? Now we understand. Because every Shabbos recreates the world. So if I'm going to say Vayechulu and understand that, oh, the world came to rest and I'm going to rest, I'm going to emulate God and properly and live a life of Shabbos, I'm a shutuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pittsburgher added, he said, because Shabbos is not just Hashem created Shabbos. Shabbos is dependent on our kiyumis of Shabbos. The way I live Shabbos. If we're not living Shabbos, by definition there is no Shabbos. If us Yidden weren't keeping Shabbos, and we're living a life of Shabbos, so no Shabbos exists. Lola, you know, I remember, last year, Baruch Hashem, I had a beautiful schus to be mitzadugishim by a chasana of a very special Talmud in the city on a Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. And because of that, I had to, based on the circumstances, to be able to be there in time and everything could done, kedasa kedin, I had to be in the city for Shabbos. And the mishpacha was all in the city, and we had a beautiful Shabbos in a hotel over there, and all the way downtown in the city. And I remember like walking out of this hotel. So the hotel, we had the Friday night Lel Shabbos. We had our own Kabbal Shabbos, our own Ma'ariv, and our own Tzuda, and it was all very beautiful. And really didn't, that was it. It was just that makom where it was, and my room I was with my wife, that's it. Then Shabbos morning, I get up and I go to walk to shul. And the shul was a little bit of a walk, the closest shul. That self were a lot of stories. I don't know if the Chevra remembers, there were some crazy stories from that shul, incredible. But anyways, I remember walking, and like, it was a schus to walk in New York City like a yid on Shabbos, but like looking around, there's no Shabbos going around. Like mamish, there's no Yidden down there. There's nothing. Like mamish, void of Shabbos, and the whole world going. And we're not. You know, we live Baruch Hashem. We live in communities, and again, we see cars a little bit, but we see so many Yidden, so much a feeling of Shabbos. Mr. Shmuel, where you just came from, Eretz Yisrael. You walk Shabbos, you sense it, you smell it. You can close your eyes, you feel Shabbos. You smell Shabbos, you feel Shabbos. You hear Shabbos. You're a chmiel. It's good to have you. Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, it's different. But even Shabbos here in our communities, but you go to certain places, it's like there's no Shabbos. But you need to have a Kiyum Shabbos to feel a Shabbos, to have a Shabbos. So that's what Pittsburgh is saying. We have to, through our keeping of Shabbos, become a Shuttuf with Hashem in creation of the world. So first and foremost, the Archaim HaKadosh, Chevra. Shabbos literally gives life to the world. How special Shabbos is. You know how Kaddish Shabbos is. Okay, yeah, Yom Tov was beautiful and we needed it and it gave us an Mamish Yisoris in our Avodah Hashem. But now we have this Chus where it's Erev Shabbos, Chevra. This is awesome. Every week I have Shabbos. I'm so excited. Maybe we have to start preparing for it more. We have to preparing for it more. Doing more to help around the house for Shabbos so that we feel how special Shabbos is. Famous Zohar tells us as well, and this is a Zohar that we always say over, but I want to read it from the Zohar. The Zohar tells us in Parshas Yisro by the Seraphs of Jibros, Kol birchoin dil'eila v'tata b'yoyima shvi'a talyon. All bracha of the upper and lower realm is dependent on Shabbos. All. Everything. All bracha kedusha of the upcoming week comes from Shabbos. Whatever good is going to happen to us next week, whatever is going to come from Shabbos. And now it makes so much sense. This Zohar makes so much sense in light of the Arachayim HaKadosh. If the whole creation of the next 6 days comes from Shabbos, surely part and parcel in the chemical, biological makeup of those 6 days comes from Shabbos. So whatever Kedusha and Bracha is in the upcoming week is going to come from Shabbos. So a person is working a business, they have a business deal the upcoming week. If he's going to be successful, you know where that comes from? Shabbos. So make sure your Shabbos is Kadosh. Make sure you're davening on Shabbos. you have an upcoming week, you have a date, and you want it to go well. Shabbos Kodesh! That's where it's going to come from, is it's going to go well or it's not going to go well. Why do you think you have an ofrof before you have your chasna, you have a shalom zachar, before you have your bris milah? You're preparing for the week because all the kedushin bracha is going to come from Shabbos. Whatever it's going to be, you have something coming to make Shabbos Kadosh. And the more we make Shabbos Kadosh, the better the week's going to be, the more special the week's going to be, and the better our lives are going to be. The better our lives are going to be. Shabbos Kadosh. And then the schuz to meet with the chasna and kala before their chasna. Hashem, we got to set up. Chasna. I'm sure you remember this, and Jamatul, you should remember as well. You know, when we talk about the Ruchnis and Kedusha of Abayis, there's only one thing I talk about. Shabbos Kodesh. That's where all the Kedusha and Bracha and all this is going to come from in your house. Shabbos. It's not that you can't, of course you have to learn, you have to daven, you have to do, but the source where it's going to come from in the relationship between you and your wife, just being Mekadesh Shabbos, making beautiful Shabbos Sudas, beautiful Shabbos Tefillas, beautiful Shabbos Zmiros. You know, if we think of someone that we think of in this world, let's think, if you stop and think about a tzaddik, you think is the most on fire tzaddik you can think about, the most on fire tzaddik with Hashem, the most on fire tzaddik who has that ava and tshuka and like oneness with Hashem like a malach. Okay, maybe it's not good to talk like the most, but one of, for sure, Rav Meir. Rav Meir, no one will deny, like Rav Meir, mamish. You ever hear Rav Meir talk? You ever hear him open up his mouth? You ever read any drasha in any of the svarim? Could you go a line without him talking about Heilige Shabbos? You can't go a line. You can't go a minute without him talking about the Heilige Shabbos. Because that's what it's all about. He gets it. You be with any tzaddik on Shabbos, you know what they look like a malach. You told me Rav Meir. You go to Rav Meir. Bishal Shudas. It's Mamash. You just. I go. I don't understand a word Rav Meir says. I don't even understand when I look at the screen when they're typing up. I don't even understand Mamash. I'm telling you right now. I don't understand. I've never. I shouldn't say I never. I understand when I go and he gives after mincha, he gives Lakute Maran shir or sometimes he gives like a Lamdish Gemara shir. That stuff I could get. But when he gives Shal Shudas, not a word. Not in Yiddish and not in Hebrew when I'm looking at the screen, because it's already 5 hours after Shabbos, and they're typing it up, right? Whoever knows. Not a word. But you know what I understand? I understand the Kedusha, and I understand, and where does it come from? The Shabbos, the Tzaddik on Shabbos, it's like, what more do you want? Why is this? Why is it rooted in Shabbos? I want to suggest... Because Shabbos is our makor, is our source, is our root of a building of emunah in our lives. Meaning, where does all Kedushin Bracha going to stem from? It's going to be our relationship with Hashem. Right? The Ramesh Chaim Lazada, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, if you read Derech Hashem, when you read the Derech Hashem, I should say, because I hope everybody here read Derech Hashem, learned Derech Hashem, lived Derech Hashem. You know, it's one of the svarim on the list we talk about here. So you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way he explains so beautifully, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is this like being that's just giving over Shefa to the world. He created the world just to give to us. He created us just to pleasure us, to give to us Tov. It's such a beautiful relationship. So the way I always thought about it, you know, if Hashem is this being that's just giving over good, our avod in life, obviously, and he kind of says this, is to be makabel that good, is to accept that good. But if you want to accept the good and the shefa, the influence, the tov, the bracha, the everything that's amazing in this world that we want from someone giving it off, what would you do? So imagine if we had in this room, we made this room pitch dark. You know, like when we sing Barditchver, much darker. We turn off the kitchen as well, everything, pitch dark. And then in the corner, someone turned on their cell phone light. And you want to learn a sefer, and you're a chvesdish in the back by David over there, and you're trying to learn, you can't see. So what are you going to do? You're going to pick the sefer up, and you're going to walk close to the light. And the closer you get to the light, the seat's open at the end, I think. The closer you get to the light, the more you could benefit and enjoy the light. So to the Eibishter. The Eibishter is this being in his relationship to the world and to us. He's just giving over good, giving over toif, giving over bracha, giving over shefa. The more we could gain from that is if I get closer to him. So the closer I get to Hashem, the more I'm going to gain from the shefa. Hashem's giving it over. We just need to be makabalit.
We're just often not going to accept it. To go to accept him means I'm building a kesher with him. How do I do that? Just through my emunah. Through my emunah, I build that. Hashem says, "Anoich Hashem lekecha lo yielcha lehem achirim lo sisa Hashem lekech l'shav." And then what does he say? Zachar Hashem Hashav is a kadosh. He tells us in theory, first of all, I want you to believe in me. And that's b'machshava. I want you not to believe in other gods. Don't use my name in vain, which is a kavod for that belief. But what's the first practical mitzvah, the mitzvah asay? The first practical doing that clearly is to build all that he just told us. Shabbos Kodesh. When Shabbos, I am testifying to the fact that God created the world and he rested on the seventh day, and I'm emulating that. And I'm living with Hashem every moment. And I'm therefore going to disconnect from all the rest of the world because I trust in Him that I'm going to have parnasa and I'm going to be close to Him. And I don't need anything else in the world but the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's all Amuna. It's Amuna in Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It's Amuna in my Tzibarash. Just pay attention to Kiddush. Listen to the words. And therefore I build my Amuna through Shabbos. And when I build my Amuna, I get close to Hashem. Of course I'm going to have all the Brach and Kiddush in the world and recreate the world and have an awesome life. Anyone who connects to Shabbos has an awesome life. I don't know, it sounds like one of these crazy rabbinic statements that people are going to go crazy and what are you talking about, but this one. No, I'm telling you, you'll never find the person, not the happiest people in the world, who connect to Shabbos, who live Shabbos. You won't. You can't. Because if they're connecting to Shabbos, they're connecting to Hashem, and they're connecting to all the Shef and Bracha, recreating the world in an incredible way. It's the makar of it all. The source of it all. So sorry to say it like this, but who needs Yontif when you have Shabbos? I love Yontif more than you know that. But you hear what I'm saying, meaning we have Shabbos every week. Don't forget it. Sometimes we belittle it because it's every week. Emunah means to believe in Hashem, but Emunah also means to help grow and help raise and bring us up and elevate us. Right? In the Megillas Esther, we know what the Pasuk say. The Pasuk says, Vayhi omenas adasa. He omen as Hadassah, he raised Hadassah, he lifted her up, he helped her grow. Through the Amunah B'Hashem of Shabbos, we grow and we lift ourselves up. And we have this incredible week. We have to believe in that. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. But let me continue with Shabbos. Chever here, Shabbos. I'll tell you, I have to apologize to everybody. Because when I started building this Torah, the MS is this Torah started in Simchas Torah. I was in the Shtibel, and after the Pittsburgher was Nifter, and hearing the Rebbe speak about him and Rabbi Yossi speak about him, I pulled off one of his Svarim off the shelf in Parshat Bereishis, and I saw some of this Torah that we're learning. And all week long I said, there's no questions we'll have to give over. This is what we need to hear. And I thought to myself, I apologize because I should really make a source sheet this week. Over the years, I've made once in a while a source sheet. Remember any weeks when I made a source sheet? No, it's been years.
No, I didn't.
Well, what happened?
You always stand. You never go.
Oh, never go. I did it like a couple weeks and stopped. I said, I always say I'm going to start, but this week I said, because everyone needs this Or HaChaim on a sheet and these Zohars on a sheet and just look, put it on my wall. We should make a poster with these Torahs and like live them. So listen to what Chassam Sofer says. There's a Ran in Rosh Hashanah that we quoted, if the Chevra who was together in Shir, the Shir that we gave right before Rosh Hashanah, before Slichas, in the Shir that was given in Atar Shimon. So we quoted a Ran in Rosh Hashanah, and the Ran there says, incredible, he says how Adam Arishon was created, as we all know, on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And he goes through the hours of the day. Shari Shoina, Ola B'machshava. The first hour of the day, God thought about creating man. Shnia, Nisyayit, Malach Eshar. Second hour of the day, he spoke with the Malachim about creating man. Nasa Adam. B'shlosha, Kinas Afro. Third hour of the day, he gathered up the dirt. B'dala Gavlo. On the fourth hour of the day, he started kneading to make the dough, per se, to create man. Behei Rakmo, on the fifth, he started weaving man together. Bevav Asu Goylam, sixth hour of the day, he made a Goylam. right? He made a physical body without the neshama, without a spiritual guf. Bezayin zorak bo neshama. Seventh hour of the day, he threw the neshama into the body. Fascinating, Ron. Fascinating. B'ches hechnisu l'gan Eden. Eighth hour of the day, he put him in Gan Eden. B'tshias nitztavu. In the ninth hour of the day, he commanded. Ninth hour of the day, he commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Basira sorach. Tenth hour of the day, he already did chayt Eitz Hadas. How many hours are in a day, Chevra? How many hours?
24.
Yes, thank you, 24. But 12. 12. Meaning in daytime. 12. So he was created with his neshama the eighth hour of the day. He was commanded ninth hour of the day not to sin. It was the next hour he sinned. First of all, we're not taught that in kindergarten, you know? It was literally, he lasted an hour. An hour. You know, we have this picture, like Adam was like walking around Gan Eden for a few days, and then, you know, Chava came around, and then was our downfall. You know, that's, you know, we have this picture in our heads. It was an hour. An hour. But listen to this. Chasam Sofer, you can look it up, it's in the Taurus Moshe. I wouldn't say these words about the Chasam Sofer, as Chusu Yagin Aleinu, we're also within 3 days after the Yartzeit of the Chasam Sofer, whose Yartzeit is the same Yartzeit of Berditchever this past Tuesday. The Hilul Tzadik of Moshe Sofer explains that if Adam Arishon would have waited, now there's one, but let me just introduce, there's one day that the Eitz Hadas were grapes, and Chava made them into wine and gave it to him as wine. There's another day that it's chita, it's wheat. Another day it's teina, it's figs. Another day it's the esrog. We'll get back to that in a moment. Some say that it was actually all four of those in a special type of tree that had mamish traits and of all four in one. Chasam Sofer says, if Adam Rishon would have lasted, listen to this, 2 more hours till Shabbos Kodesh, he would have been able to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He would have made kiddush on wine made from the Eitz Hadas. And who knows what the world would be like till today? Mamish kodesh kodeshim, mamish ruchnis shenkamo. Listen closely. So first of all, it's just incredible to think the difference in a few minutes. Why does Chasam Sofer say that? How does he know that? He says, it can't be, Chasam Sofer says, it can't be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have created Eitz Hadas for no purpose, not to enjoy, not to benefit from it. It must be that there was a timeline where for a little bit of time you weren't, but then you would have been able to eat from it, like all the other fruits that we eat from. So then he asks, but he says, why was it that Hashem made it Asur for those hours and made it Mutter then? So we all know, like the Ramban explains, that part of what the Eitz Hadas was going to do was it was a miraculous type of a tree. And the Eitz Hadas, when eaten from, was creating in man a sense of Bechira. Meaning until Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, he only knew to do right, at least from the inside. The Eitz Hara came from an outside source, which was the Nachash and Chavim, whatever it might be. But from the inside, he only from himself would have always only chosen to do right. He had no internal Eitz Hara, no internal temptation to do anything wrong. Everything was objectively would have been good. And eating from the Eitz Hadas created that milchama within each and every one of us, with an irvav of tov v'ra, confusion of good and bad. Learn the Nefesh Chaim, you'll understand this more, and hopefully that's another sefer we've all learned already. Right? Okay. An irvav of tov v'ra. Now he says, and he explains, which we all know, some deep machshava tonight, right? The bechira is actually priceless for us. Bechira is actually necessary for us. Because without Bechira, without a battle and a choice, schar is meaningless. Reward is meaningless. No pain, no gain. You know, you just went through Chvesnes. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it because there's such a focus on politics, Hashem Yirachim, that destroying the world. But they just finished the NBA Finals. Just finished the NBA Finals. Some of the chevra here might not even know that. Good, I hope not. But I happen to know that. I'm living in this world. I know too much. that I wouldn't even want to know. And the Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA Finals. Unfortunately, politics too. You can't even, by the way, it's like you can't, Emmis is like you can't, used to be maybe sports was a good outlet for those who need an outlet. Now politics like took over sports. You can't even really watch sports anymore, but that's a whole other discussion for another time. We won't go there right now. The Mesa. So the Los Angeles Lakers won, and the Chasers had to go through the playoffs and win the championship. You know how it goes. And they were excited. They're proud. Champions. Okay, champions, if they could put a leather ball in a rim, it's Shishkoyach. They really, if any of them stopped and thought for a moment about what they're doing and really what they've accomplished nothing. They've accomplished nothing in this world. Now, that being said, they make a lot of money. They can do good things with the money. It's crazy. They get paid crazy money to be able to throw a ball in a hole. It's an amazing, crazy concept. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy watching it. I'm not saying that. It's just a crazy concept. If you break it down for what it is, it's a crazy concept. Lemaisa, they won. And they felt good about themselves. And they celebrated. And they think of themselves on top of the world. And LeBron thinks he's the best player to ever play the game, and he wants his respect. And the Chvesa, okay, Shkach. Lemaisa, they feel good about themselves because they beat up. They were able to be victorious and beat other teams that also have tremendous amounts of basketball talent. And they beat the Chvesa, whatever teams they went, man, Heat, Denver Nuggets, whatever teams they had to go through on this journey to the championships. If the Los Angeles Lakers were playing in the Yeshiva League, in the Yeshiva League basketball league, and they won the championship, they beat the DRS Wildcats, right? They beat the DRS Wildcats, even with Gabe Leifer, okay, with Pinchas Devine Fischel, yeah. You think they'd be that? You think they'd be that excited? Shkoyach, LeBron James would be pumping his chest out, and I'm the man. You're nothing. You beat a little few Jewish kids. Shkoyach, you know what are you? Nothing. There's no, because that's not competition. It's posh, it's simple, it's a joke. So for us to be victorious, so to say, in our avodas Hashem, there has to be bechira. There has to be free will, free choice. And we have to be pulled between good and bad and be able to be victorious and earn the reward of Olam Haba. So that's why we needed to eat from Deit HaDas, which was going to create that within us. However, listen to what Chassam Sofer says. So we understand that. We all understand that. Chassam Sofer says, the week, the regular mundane week, is difficult and full of its challenges. When I have the ability, and this Chassam Sofer says this before a cell phone, but when I have the ability to go on this, life is full of challenges. When I have the ability to go in my car and go to places and see things, and life is full of challenges and very difficult. And a man naturally is Ram and Urav and has lots of temptations. See, if, listen to what Chassam Sofer says, it's an incredible idea. He says, if he was afraid, if man ate from the Eitz Hadas during the week, and that's when this concept of free will, free choice, was introduced into mankind, there's much less of a chance that he's going to be successful. Because he's going into this parsha, this world of choice, during a time which is so conducive to fall. But if he enters in and builds the foundation of free choice during Shabbos Kodesh, with all its Kedusha, with all its Ruchnias, with all of the Neshama Seira, with all that we already explained based on the Zohars and the Archaim, man's got a much better shot of being successful. Because that foundation is being built in a time of Kedusha. So surely, when I'm building my foundation, my Bechira is going to go in the right way. Tif Chassam Sofer. Incredible Chassam Sofer. What does that mean for each and every one of us? Listen closely. I want to tell you what it means. It means that we have to understand we live in that world of choice. By the way, Adam messed up and put us in a difficult predicament, because that's not how our foundation was built, and that's why life is very challenging. And let's be real, you look at by numbers, way more Jews are not successful in their Avodas Hashem than are successful in their Avodas Hashem. Way more people make the wrong choice than the right choice. Maybe because of that sin. But it doesn't mean it's going to be us. I can make the right choice. I still have the ability. And I think tonight we learned a particular tool. And that's called Shabbos Kodesh. And connecting to Shabbos Kodesh and be enlightened by Shabbos Kodesh. And maybe as well, start making our choices on Shabbos Kodesh. Listen to this. It's a new idea that came to me this week, and I really want to give this over correctly. And I want you to hear this. Because Mama, she gave me big chizik, and I'm going to start Bezer Hashem, living my life differently because of this idea. Maybe we all can. And see a lot of Paris from this. I've said this over before, this story, but as you'll see how we'll connect it. I had a friend, very special yid. He now lives in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, like we all should. And when he was younger, Baruch Hashem, he came from a wealthy family, he was able to do this. Whenever he had to make a big choice in life, big choice, what he's going to do, parnasa-wise, marriage, whatever it might be, big choice, he wouldn't make it in Chutz La'aretz. Because Chutz La'aretz has bilbulim, it's confusing. Look around, this world's crazy over here. He would first get a plane ticket, go to Eretz Yisrael, stay a couple days in Yerushalayim, sit by the Kaisel. Then he felt he had Menuchas HaNefesh, he thought clearly and properly, and he would make the choice. He would be able to make the Bechir in the right way. Emes, that's what he did. Special Yid. That's not something we all can do and afford to do, or even if we can afford it financially, just logistically, it doesn't always work out that way, that I could just get on a plane and go to Eretz Yisrael anytime I'd like. Hell have I. Some of us try to, but it doesn't always work out that way. So I have a new gauge. I have a new idea. I'm sorry for everything we're learning tonight. We have a day every week that helps our Bechira be pushed in the proper way, that helps us think clearly, that helps us get rid of all the distractions and all the babulim of the world we live in here in Chutz La'aretz and throughout the week. It's called Shabbos Kodesh. If initially Hashem wanted to create and introduce Bechira on Shabbos, then it would have been much better off for us, I'm sorry for saying, seemingly you and I could still live that. So we're going through, and we all do, we go through weeks and days and thoughts and situations, and we're unclear. What should we do? How am I going to deal with this? Maybe an Eitzah for each and every one of us. Let's start to wait till Shabbos. Let's start to wait till Shabbos, and we'll be matzliach in our thoughts. We'll have clarity on Shabbos, through the Kedusha of Shabbos, live through Shabbos, have Shabbos mirrors and Shabbos tefillos, and Shabbos sudas, and maybe Shalshuna's time. Now think to yourself, okay, what should I do? And you'll have the answer. I'm a different person because of Shabbos. A different life because of Shabbos. That's what I believe. Chaim Sofer says as well, an incredible idea. He says, if you take the four fruits that they say the Eitz Hadas was, Teina, Chita, Yayin, because it was Geffen with Yayin, and Hadar, if you take the Rashi Tevos, Tav, Ches, Yud, Hey, because the Esrog is pre-Tadar, and it was Yayin, the Geffen would turn into Yayin, Tav, Ches, Yud, Hey is Tichya. You're only meant to live through this. If you would have waited till Shabbos, you would have lived through this. But if you take the gematria of all four of these, Tein, Achit, the Geffen, Esrog, you take the gematria of all four, Tein, Achit, Yayin, Hadar, the gematria of all four, with the koel of 758, exactly gematria Shabbason. You want to be matzliach and defeat the Eitz Hadas and all the babulim of Eitz Hadas. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, chevra. Live Shabbos. Connect to Shabbos. Feel the kedusha of Shabbos. There's nothing that gives us more chizik and more clarity in life. More clarity away from all the distractions of the crazy world we live in. Let me share a story. I think I might have once shared this story before, but I reread it this week. It was just talking to me. The time Shasathon, I can't do the SHs and THs, but that's another story. In January 2016, is where approximately 300 people assembled to study the entire Talmud in a single day. Rabbi Mendel Tesler, a Holocaust survivor, had come to study Gemara together with his son and grandson. This man, who on countless occasions during World War II thought he would not live another day, was helping an organization that works to bring more Jewish children into the world, which was the greatest possible revenge against Hitler. After the event, Rabbi Tesler shared his remarkable story. He was taken from his family at the age of 14 and brought to Auschwitz. He waited in line for the infamous Dr. Mengele to decide which way he would be sent, to the labor camp or to the gas chambers. As he waited, someone told him that if he would say he was 14, he would certainly be killed. So he should stand up tall and claim to be 16. This is what he did, and he was sent to the labor camp. He went into the barracks with 900 boys, of whom only 20 survived. 20 out of 900. He was then sent on a transport with 180 people, and only 40 survived that trip. Rabbi Tesler also survived a death march. A year and a half later, his camp was liberated. The Nazis had put the inmates in a barn with haystacks on which to sleep and locked the door. In the morning, American tanks rolled into the camp. When the inmates realized they were liberated, they broke the door down. Rabbi Tesler walked out of the barn to see what was happening. Just then, a U.S. soldier shot an SS guard. A stray bullet hit Rabbi Tesler in the leg, and he ended up being sent to a hospital in Germany, where he underwent 10 surgeries. He recalled thinking at that time that there were only 4 Jews left in the world. Mama, she thought there were only 4 Jews left in the world. When he was finally able to walk out of the hospital on crutches, it was Shabbos. And he walked out with several other patients who he had befriended. They heard that a few miles away, the Americans and Russians were playing a football game, and the boys planned to take a train to watch. This was the first time since the ordeal began that the group felt their spirits lifted, and they were interested in having some fun and enjoying themselves. Rabbi Tesler knew that going to watch a football game was not in the spirit of Shabbos, but he very much wanted to go and finally experience some enjoyment. As he stood at the train station, he recalled he suddenly smelled the smoke of the train. And miraculously, it smelled like his mother's Shabbos food. Recalling the experience of Shabbos in his home, he could not bring himself to go on the train. All his friends boarded the train, and he was left alone, standing on crutches. He returned to his hospital bed and cried. "It's not for that moment," he said. If he had not remembered the special fragrance of his mother's Shabbos food, he would have likely joined his friends and the many other survivors who left the path of Torah observance. He remained loyal to Torah because of his mother's Shabbos cooking. Just as Yosef was saved from his sin by the image of his saintly father, Mendel Tesler was saved by the aroma of his mother's food. At 87 years old, now a great-grandfather, Rabbi Tesler told the story with tears rolling down his cheeks. This is what happens when parents invest great effort into preparing for Shabbos. This effort leaves a profound impact that lasts for years. The outcome of Mrs. Tesla's Shabbos preparation was that her son remained observant and now learns Gemara with his children and grandchildren. Shabbos is especially powerful, can produce miracles. The more we invest in it, the more we receive from it. Chavra, all I can say is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Yes, we left Yontif, and we had beautiful Yom Tovim, and we made them beautiful. Even, you see, Chavra, let's be real, and Emes, even with everything going on in the world, with all the babulim of this pandemic, Yontif was beautiful. Maybe a drop different for some of us in different ways, but beautiful. But there's no need to have any atzvahs leaving. We're entering into Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. We have to work on that. You know, the only thing is, it's easier. It's easier to be excited for Yontif because it's once a year. It's easier to be excited for a sukkah, which is once a year, for a lulav, which is once a year, for a shofar that's once a year. It's easier. Naturally easier. But it's not more holy. And it doesn't mean it could give us more connection to Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh every week. And whatever way Shabbos is for us, let's work on it. Let's talk to it. Let's live it. Let's add to it. Let's add to our preparation for Shabbos. Let's add to the way that we live Shabbos, the way we daven on Shabbos, the way we sing on Shabbos, the way we learn on Shabbos, the way we enjoy Shabbos. Let's start making our decisions on Shabbos when we have that clarity. Kedushas Hazman. We might not be zoichah to have Kedushas Hamakom, but we have Kedushas Hazman. And through that Shabbos Kodesh, we'll be zoichah to Yom Shekulo Shabbos. The Gula Shlema, B'mehera B'meinu, Karav Mamash. Amen.